Amen. I want you to open your Bibles with me in the book of Romans and the chapter number 1. First chapter of the book of Romans. I want us just to read a few verses from God's Word. Verse number 8, Romans chapter 1. Let us follow the reading of God's infallible truth. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. It is good to pray for one another. It is good to reach out indeed in prayer for our sister as she has asked for so much prayer tonight. It is good to pray for one another that God's work may prosper. And Paul says that he's making mention of the believers there in that great city, that he would make mention of them always in his prayers, making requests, verse 10, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was left hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. God will add His blessing to the reading of God's precious word for the glory of His precious and His lovely name. As Paul is opening this epistle that he's writing here to the believers that are at Rome, he is reminding them that he is a servant of Jesus Christ. Let us never forget our calling in Christ Jesus. But remember that we are servants. In other words, we are those that have a duty to perform. And friend, the duty that you and I have to perform is not to please man, but is to please and honor our Lord and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we need to put the Savior first. Doesn't matter who else comes after that. We're to put the Lord Jesus Christ first. The Lord Jesus said we're to put Him first even before our families, before anyone in our family circle. It is to be the Lord first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then He gives you a promise that all these things shall be added unto you. We have a God who adds to us. We have not a God who takes away from us. You never lose in serving Christ, friend. You never lose by giving your life to Jesus. Thank God He gives you more than you'll ever understand. Even He can give more than and give you more abundantly above all you could ever ask or even think. And so He acknowledges that He's a servant. And then He's a sent one because He says, I am an apostle. And God had sent Him as an apostle to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He says, I'm separated. I'm a separated one. He said, I'm separated unto the gospel of God. And friend, if you're saved tonight, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, never forget whose you are tonight. Never forget who you serve. You are separated unto the gospel of God and our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice three simple things concerning Paul. If you go to verse number 14, 15, and 16. He said this, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. You see, Paul was a man who had got a burden in his heart. He felt that he was a man that was not a man over authority, but he was a man under authority. He was a man that was called of God, and he had a burden because he felt he was in debt. He was a debtor. He said he was a debtor, yes, to God. You know, every one of us tonight are in debt to God when we think of what Christ has given to us and what Christ has done for us. Let me tell you, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And realize tonight that God so loved you, sinner. And God so loved me when I was in the depths of my sin, when I was in depravity. Yea, even before I was ever born or thought about. In the heart of God, away back in eternity, I was in the heart of God. And God so loved me, friend. And God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, we listen to people saying and promising, I love you. And yet, friend, it only lasts for a few days or a few months. Or even at the most, it's a few years. And then their love can disappear. But I want to tell you, when God said he loved you, he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Thank God he has loved you from eternity. And praise God, there'll never be a day that will ever come. There'll never be a time that God will never love his children. Thank God he says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You're in debt to God tonight. You're in debt to God. Oh, that we would realize how much we owe tonight to God who gave his darling Son. How much we owe to Jesus Christ, the one who stepped out of the glories of heaven and came down to this earth, and he shed his precious blood that we might be redeemed. How much we are in debt to the Holy Ghost, who came to us when we were yet in our sin. And glory to God, he opened our eyes and he opened our hearts, and he revealed unto us the beauty and the glory and the wonder and the sweetness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says unto them that believe, he is precious. Friend, of ourselves, we would never have believed. But glory to God for the gift of faith that God has ordained to give us. Glory to God for the night when he planted faith in my heart. And glory to God, he gave me something else. He gave me faith in his Son, and in his Son there's life eternal. Oh, we have the greatest message tonight to proclaim. Let us never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he said, I'm a debtor. He not only realized that he was a debtor to God, but he realized he was a debtor to the lost. He says, I'm a debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians. He said, I'm a debtor both to the wise and to the unwise. Let me tell you tonight, do you have that burden? Be honest before God, is there a burden in your heart tonight? Do you realize that you're in debt to the society that God has placed you in? Do you realize that you're in debt to the people of this countryside, to the Spearns and the people all around the area that God has planted you tonight? Listen, Paul realized, he says, I'm in debt to the Greeks and to the barbarians. I'm in debt to the wise and to the unwise or the ignorant people. Oh, that we would feel the burden of the lost. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. Does it matter to you, my friend, if there are men and women dying tonight in their sin? And if they die in their sin tonight, they'll go to hell and burn in hell forevermore. Does it bother you tonight that your loved ones that are without Jesus Christ, if they close their eyes in death tonight, if they don't wake in the morning, that they'll go into the darkest caverns of the damned to be lost, and lost for all eternity? Few there are who seem to care, and few there are who pray, and many of God's people are playing games tonight, and they're fooling around, and men and women are going to hell, and they'll be lost for all eternity. I'll tell you this. It's not a time to fool around. It's a time for God's people to be serious. It's time for God's people to have a burden. It's time for God's people to catch a fire in their soul, to go out and reach the lost for Jesus.
The Lord Jesus himself, Margaret read the chapter 4. The Lord Jesus said, say not that there's 3 months and then cometh harvest. You see, people think, oh yes, harvest away out there, there's still time. Let me tell you this. The Lord Jesus Christ says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And friend, let me tell you, before God tonight, you are in debt to your loved ones to be serious about their soul. You're in debt to your mother if she's unsaved. You're in debt to your father if he's unsaved. You're in debt, my friend, to your children if they're unsaved. You're in debt to your wife if she's unsaved. You're in debt to your husband if she's unsaved. Or that he's unsaved. Listen, friend, you're in debt to them tonight. Oh, that you would feel a burden for them. Oh, that you would have a burden for souls. The souls of men and women, that you would cry unto God, oh God, give me a vision. Give me a vision for the people perish. Give me a vision for the lost. Say not that there's 3 months and then cometh harvest. Then let me tell you, the day is far spent. The day of opportunity. God's children are not heading to the night. Glory to God. We're heading to the light. But I want to tell you, for the ungodly, they're heading to the darkness. They're heading to the darkness. And they'll die without Jesus Christ. It'll be forever dark. And the light will never dawn on another day. And yet you think there's time. You have time to fool around. You have time to play games. I'm going to tell you, the fields are white. They're white tonight. Know what Jesus said? Don't say there's 3 months and then cometh harvest. He says the harvest is here. It's tonight. It's here. Friend, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. In the spiritual fields. And the spiritual reality. It's harvest time. Listen, it's not 3 months hence. It's now. Because there's some people, and they haven't got 3 months. There's some people, and they haven't got 3 days. But you think we can wait 3 months and then comes the harvest. Jesus says, lift up your eyes. Oh, tonight, listen. You say to me, preacher, but there's so much to put your eyes down. There's so much to depress you. I want to tell you this. The devil will try to discourage you. God will not disappoint you. Don't you tell me that God's going to disappoint you. The Bible says that God's people are never be forsaken. I've never seen them forsaken. Because Jesus says, I'll never leave you. And he says, I'll never forsake you. Ah, lift your eyes up tonight. Don't listen to the devil. God's name, lift up your eyes. Get your eyes toward heaven. Get your eyes toward the Master. And then he says to you, look out there. Look out there, the fields. And they're white. Because they're ready to harvest. But the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest. Oh, Master. Oh, God. Oh, Master. I pray that you'll send forth laborers into your harvest fields. Can you walk down the hospital ward, friend? I've walked down the hospital ward. I've heard men and women groan and cry in pain. In a weakened body. But I've seen men and women stand at the very vestibule of hell. Can you move beyond moved? Paul said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. What an awful tragedy. If you miss to tell them. It's harvest time, friend. It's the harvest. You see, every day God gives you is harvest. It's not some other time. It's now. Pray the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth the laborers. And Paul says, I am a debtor. And I must be honest tonight. I'm in debt to this people. I'm in debt to the people that come to hear me. I'm in debt to this community. Because I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and the unwise. You see, the man that the world looks upon and sees a fool. And the world laughs at and mocks. I'm going to tell you, you're in debt to them. You see that man that lies in the gutter, and he's hardly fit to bite his finger. He could hardly find a finger with the booze and the alcohol. But let me tell you, we're in debt to them. We owe them the gospel. You see that drug addict that doesn't know what's happening to them? You see that young woman that's pumping in those drugs into her body? That heroin? You see that young man, let me tell you, my friend, that's some other son. And he pumps the drugs into his body and people say, what a fool! You're in debt to them. You owe them the gospel, friend. So do I. There's a world that's dying tonight and going to hell, and God's people are hard. And I pray with all my heart, oh God, would you give us a burden? Would you give us a passion? Would you give us love? Mother, in God's name, your son's going to hell, but love him. Love him for Jesus. Daddy, your daughter's disappointed you. Your daughter's walking the wrong road and you say, I'm fed up with it. I say to you in God's name, God give you a burden for her. God give you a love for her. Love for Jesus. You say they're hard. It's hard to love some people. Let me tell you, do you not think it would be hard for God to love you and me? But I'm glad he did. Because it says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, I'm a debtor. And then he said this. Verse 15. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are Roman also. You see, friend, when you feel the burden, I believe that God will give you a boldness. God will knock the nonsense away. Because I believe that God will give you a willingness to even reach the most unlikely person for Jesus Christ if you've got a burden. If the love of Christ is in your heart, this is what Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. Constrains me! It constrains me to preach the gospel! It constrains me to go out to the lost, to persuade them in Jesus' name! Paul is going to Rome. And he'll suffer for Christ. But listen, he said, listen. He said, I am ready to preach the gospel. No matter what it costs. No matter what it takes. I'm going to preach. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, the work of preaching is the highest and the greatest and the most glorious calling to which anyone can ever be called. There's not a greater friend. He said, I'm ready to preach. Let me ask you, are you ready, child of God, tonight to go into the harvest fields
even for this harvest weekend, even for the Sunday service, are you ready to go out into the harvest fields? And whether men laugh at you, whether they scoff you, whether they mock you, whether they scorn you, are you ready to bear it all for Jesus' sake? Are you ready to reach down to that poor lonely soul? I remember a man lying on the doorstep many years ago. I remember he was absolutely drunk. I remember sitting down beside him. And somebody saw me. It was outside Lawrence's taxi stand that he used to have up there in the diamond. I remember a person seeing me and said to me, I saw you sitting down with that tramp the other night. Let me tell you, friend, that tramp's no different than you and me. He's just a poor lost soul needing Jesus. I know time's away tonight. Listen, I remember some years ago when I was recording in the United States. I remember going into Nashville, and after recording in the studios that whole week, I'd been in the studio whole week, and I was leaving the city and I didn't get down to get talking to anybody, and I prayed, oh God, please, please God, I want to speak to somebody about Jesus. I remember going down the town in Nashville, right down to the town, and it was rather tatty at that time, but I went down and nobody would stop. Nobody would speak to me. I sat down and there was a stepway along the footpath, and I sat down there and I just bowed my head. I said, oh God, please. I don't want to leave this city without talking to somebody about your son. I want to tell somebody about Jesus. And as my head was bowed in prayer, friend, this voice spoke and said, are you? And I looked up and there was a drunk man standing beside me. And friend, to tell you the truth, his clothes were stinking. A wee dog was by his foot. He could hardly stand, and he said to me, are you a Christian? I looked up to heaven and said, oh God, thank you. Because God had opened the door. He sat down beside me and he started to say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and other gospel verses. And I looked and I saw him there, and saliva was just falling out of his mouth and his head was bowed, and a wee dog was sitting beside him quoting these verses. I said, sir, you know the scriptures. Then he started to cry. I said, tell me, how do you know the gospel? Were you brought up in a gospel home? Christian home? That's what he said to me. He said, son, I used to be a Baptist preacher. I used to preach the gospel. Then life turned wrong. Disappointments in my life. He said, my family left me. He said, look at me. He says, you know, go up the street there and turn left. There's a down and out's home. That's where I live. And let me tell you, the Lord loved that fallen Baptist preacher. And I believe that day God sent me to tell him it. And I'm telling you tonight, God loves you. And he so loved you, he gave his darling son. Oh, that God will give you, child of God, the boldness to say, I'm ready. Are you? Are you, friend? Are you ready to take the gospel to the lost?
Are you ready to take the gospel to the fallen? Paul said, I'm ready. And then he said this in the close. He had a belief. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Tell me, how did he know that the gospel is the power of God? I'll tell you why. Because it reached him. Himself. How do I know there's power in the blood of Christ? Because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed me from my vile sin and my corruption. How do I know there's power in Jesus and in the gospel of Christ to deliver a man from sin? But praise God, one night I called upon him. And he delivered me. He had this belief. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For you see, it's got the power. And I pray tonight that over our harvest services, we'll see the power of God in action. Sinner, it can happen to you tonight. You've come into this meeting broken. Thank God he can heal your broken heart. You've come into this meeting and your heart's bleeding. And praise God, there's a balm in Gilead. You come into this service tonight and you're chained and you're fettered by your sin, but glory to God, you can be set free. It's not the church that does that. It's not the preacher. There's power in the gospel of Christ. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Will you come to him? You say, Lord Jesus, manifest that power in this poor sinner's life, in my soul. Will you say to him, Lord Jesus, manifest that power and bring me back to the place where once I was with you, into the place of fellowship, into the place a blessing. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh, tonight I thank thee, O God, for the gospel. I thank thee for the power of the gospel of thy dear Son. He can break every fetter. He can set men free. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, friend, and every one of God's children are praying, listen, will you come to Christ tonight? You say, preacher, I've tried, but I've been beaten. I'm not asking you to try Christ tonight. I'm asking you to trust him. And praise God, Jesus will do the rest. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As our heads are bowed, and we'll sing one little verse. Just as I am without one plea. Friend, it's harvest tonight. It's harvest time. Will you come and welcome to Jesus? As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. If there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, young person or older person, you say, preacher, I want to be saved. Or backslidden, you want to be restored. Say, preacher, lead me to Jesus Christ tonight, friend. Just as heads are bowed and eyes are closed and we sing the verse. Just lift that hand. Indicate that desire. God help you to come. For Jesus' sake, just as I am.
Just as I am with.
Is there someone tonight in the service you say, preacher, I'm not right with God. Or I'm away from the Lord. Just point me to Christ. If there's one right now, would you slip that hand above your head that I'll see it, friend. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Is there one before we close? Just lift that hand before the Lord.
O Lamb of God, I come. Will you, friend? Heavenly Father, don't let men and women walk away from your Son. Blessed Spirit of God, call them. Blessed Spirit of God, draw them. Win them to Jesus. Help us to love them. Help us to love you more, Lord. That honestly before you, as we look the fields that are white and ready to harvest, that we will say, Lord Jesus, I am ready to preach the gospel to them that are at Rome also. Whoever they be, Father, help us to reach them for Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen.